Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. My records have long been banished to a dark, dingy cupboard under the stairs, but I still have a turntable, and every once in a while I get a hankering to pull out some vinyl and give it a spin. This week was one of those times, and in this episode I've literally dusted off some out-of-print records to share with you. Beware, there's plenty of vinyl crackle ahead. First up are the Hallelujah Picassos. With their mix of hardcore and ska, they were a true punky reggae party. They put out some cracking EPs and albums from the early to the mid-1990s, and they were a sensational live act. However, the song I'm going to play from you is an earlier recording from a Pagan Records compilation called Positive Vibrations, which was released in 1988. This is Clap Your Hands. In a past episode of Counting the Beat, which I've linked to on countingthebeat.blogspot.com, I raved about my favourite record store of all time, Crawlspace Records. That's where I bought this next song. It's called Avondale Race 10, from a Palmerston North duo, Trough. It's the best of their four releases. It was a limited edition 8-inch plastic lathe cut. Take a listen. It's my favourite New Zealand song about horses ever. Racing.
Running onto the 1300 metre course proper. There followed down on the inside Phantom Flight, brilliant start and Sky Ranger. And the master of the side of Wait and See now by Give Me More, then Basso, 2.5 links, Phantom Flight, Steel Grey Bar, Shooter, Blink Round, the inside, Sunflight, and Star, Steel Grey and out wide of the Brilliant Star. Phantom Flight's back on the inside from Bar Shoe and Sky Matches up. On the inside, and they're followed by Wait and See and Steel Grey. Off and Misty Star on the corner, Paravance, Lou Dawn, wide run coming from High JJ, and it's a big one. The inside comes Dempsey Vale, and then comes Paravance.
David Eagleton is a writer and a poet. His quick-fire wordplay, satirical comment on New Zealand culture and politics, and rhythmical delivery make his poetry well-suited to a musical setting. And he's released several albums with a range of New Zealand musicians over the years. His 1993 album Poetry Demon is available for free download, and I've put a link to that on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. However, I'm going to play something which has never been released on CD. From his 1987 album Wake Up, here's I Read It in the New Zealand Herald.
Just like heroic sportsmen, ancient Greeks, we're a nation of outstanding crowd troop athletes. Individually hand-reared, Olympic gold medalists, confiding winning recipes to women's weekly readers. Jolly chinwags on radio with Coromandel pot throwers, meringue, fanciers and pipe. It's well done, New Zealand. We knew you had it in you. First prize is a lifetime supply of tea towels showing Mount Cook. Hard vickies for the softies, the sissies and the sooks. Gonna ski down the slopes of a butter mountain. Gonna swim 20 square miles of runny green snot. Gonna drop the pilot into a hell of a palaver. Dishonourable discharge, a real white joker. Doberman pinchers and a black balaclava. The thundering hooves of sheep to the rescue of an iron lady with a billiard cue. Looking majestic in a walkabout suit, royal omelette, 21 bum salutes. The one in the eye, witness news, shell shocking suburbanite bunker views. Mid-city movies made in the graveyards of Cambodia. Metro swingers stomping around with Big Daddy Bopper, with toy poodles and talcum powder, with a rubber armband and an eye dropper, with a crucified rent-a-womb fetus burger, with a soft drink solar plexus universal glass of Coca-Cola. It's enough to make you drop out of the yogurt cottage industry and go up country with a 303. The eternal flame of a laid-on Barbie in a corporate posse with plenty of Sheilas and high-cut cozzies as whip red yachts sail off into the soaraway summer sun. There's time for one last photo of Simon Le Bon. The Grace Jones jet plane, the Grace Jones puberty scar, Alana Curry's mouth, stretch mark round a fat cigar. A foxy penguin models a bonded frog man look. Napoleon hung up on a nuclear hook. Squashing through the traffic jam, the long weekend rally. The possum scrunchy raid escape from mass hypnosis tally. She's not going to hoo-hoo grub, heaven in a Maori valiant. She's a lazy boy, armchair traveller, my giddy aunt. All she wants is a cup of tea and a quiet lie down. Transcendental materialism in the privacy of the home, joined only by an officially sanctioned tapper on the phone. A sitting house of beetlewood-wearing senior politicians. The haunting cries of member calling to member to remember. As real men take their unzipped ease, often with the help of accessories. Bare bellies anonymous, Winston it up to the bar. Like a street kid nativity scene that's gone too far. I saw it in the New Zealand Herald. I saw it written down from N to Z. I saw it in the New Zealand Herald. From the Whippy-Doo Primers Jungle Gym to the Dinky Dye Dairy on the desert road. From the feather-filled eider downs of childhood to a maximum security twilight home. I saw it in the New Zealand Herald. I saw it written down from N to Z. I saw it in the New Zealand Herald. You're better dead than red. You're better dead than red.
That was David Eagleton. One of the acts that he worked with in the 1980s was Question Mark Fog. He put out an album with them in 1986, simply called Robert. A year earlier than that, Question Mark Fog released a 4-song EP, which gained him quite a bit of student radio airplay, especially for this song, Fat Man with a Big Dork. Now I have 2 songs for you from an EP called I Hear the Devil Calling Me. This was a compilation of Expressway bands. Expressway was a label started by Bruce Russell of the Dead Sea and run from his Port Chalmers home. 12 bands on a 7-inch single, so the songs all come in at around a minute each. We're going to hear from David Mitchell and the Renderers. Thank you. Chris Knox has been recording great music for around 30 years now, and not all of it has received the attention it deserves. Like this song, a satirical comment on the celebrations and self-congratulation that accompanied New Zealand's sesqui year. By the way, there's a great video for this on the blog. You must check it out. Here's Song for 1990.
Haven't you heard we are a nation strong and secure and benign? Haven't you heard we have no problem keeping our Maoris in line? Haven't you heard we've had a sesqui 150 great years? Haven't you heard our race relations are best among all of our peers? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you heard we had the greatest Commonwealth Games of them all? Haven't you heard we have the best sportsmen, especially from somewhere so small? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? And we're so humble and so self-effacing, we're not up ourselves at all. Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you heard our Kiwi music? Maybe you haven't, it's true. Haven't you heard the stations won't play it because it is not good for you?
Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? And we're so humble and so self-effacing, we're not of ourselves at all. Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard? Haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you, haven't you heard?
Counting the Beat is produced for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, you heard out-of-print songs from the Hallelujah Picassos, Trough, David Eagleton, Question Mark Fogg, David Mitchell, The Renderers, and Chris Knox. On countingthebeat.blogspot.com, you'll find more information, links to the artist's sites, and some great videos. Thanks for listening, everybody.